Desi Farrell topped the poll in Dublin. With more and the rest of the sport, here's Des Cahill.
I thought you were going to say Desi Cahill, but Desi Farrell...
You're always top of the poll.
Desi Farrell confirmed as the new Dublin football manager last night, succeeding Jim Gavin. The announcement made at Dublin's GAA convention in Parnell Park. Now, Desi Farrell has previously won both All-Ireland minor and under-21 titles with many of the current Dublin senior squad. Time not on his side, though, really, because he begins to prepare a backroom team now ahead of the new season, which starts as early as January the 11th when they have the O'Byrne Cup. But the Dublin first team players will be on team holiday over the new year, so it won't make it easier for him. The Dublin chairman, Sean Shanley, stepped down last night as his successful term came to an end. He's replaced by Michael Seavers from Barons Isle, who told Brian Carthy he's hopeful Desi Farrell will bring a sense of continuity.
Like Jim Gavin, Desi served his apprenticeship very well for us. Jim talks about the 2014 defeat to Donegal as being a watershed moment for him, and when you talk to Desi, the minor All-Ireland final where we lost to Tipperary, he will tell us that while he congratulated Tipperary, it was a huge disappointment to him, and he probably learned more from that defeat than he did in turning around and winning in All-Ireland. He's a very experienced guy, and like Jim, he served his time. He won All-Ireland minor titles and he won under 21 with 2 or 3 years apart. A very, very qualified guy, very, very focused guy, and he would be our preferred candidate at going forward. We feel that he has all that it's going to take to keep us at that level.
Was it a difficult decision to make with the other contenders?
It was indeed, yeah, and we had to look at what was best going forward. Desi expressed a great interest and a great determination to maintain us at where we are and to keep that culture that this current group of players, the humility that they have and the understanding of wanting to play for Dublin and the pride that Jim Gavin and back to the 70s, the pride that there's there and wearing the blue jersey. And we're very much tuned into that, continuing that culture.
That's new Dublin chairman Mick Seavers. Now, John Early has resigned from the board of the FAI. It means all of the old guard will be gone after their AGM is reconvened on December 29th. His resignation comes after Minister for Sport Shane Ross on this programme yesterday called for a total clean-out and described the association as a basket case. Mason Greenwood scored twice as Manchester United scored 4 goals in 11 minutes to beat Dutch side AZ Alkmaar 4-0 and secure a seeding for the Europa League knockout phase. Greenwood stole the headlines, scoring from the edge of the box and then producing a fine left-footed finish. It was the first time the 18-year-old has scored twice in a first-team game and took his overall tally for the season to 6. He's now United's leading scorer in Europe this season. Only Marcus Rashford has scored more in all competitions. Arsenal came back from 2 goals down to draw 2-2 with Standard Liège in Belgium. Arsenal progressed to the last 32 as Group 1 winners. Wolves were denied top spot in their group, but they do go through. Substitute Diogo Jota's 11-minute hat-trick, inspiring a 4-0 victory over Besiktas. Celtic had already topped their group. They played a weakened team in their 2-0 defeat at Cluj, while Rangers' 1-1 home draw with Young Boys of Bern is enough to see them through to Monday's draw in second place. Now, a host of records were broken at the Irish Short Course Swimming Championships in Dublin last night. Amongst them, Daniel Whiffen set a new Irish senior record in the 800 freestyle, 7 minutes 54.15 seconds. Brendan Hyland, who broke the 400 individual medley Irish record in Glasgow last week, took the 200 IM in 1 minute 56.74. And Danielle Hill won the women's 100 backstroke, breaking her own Irish record in 58.29 seconds. Busy weekend of European Cup rugby gets underway this evening when Ulster travel to Harlequins. Tomorrow, Connacht play Gloucester, Leinster host Northampton, and Munster face a very difficult journey to the champion Saracens. In golf, Justin Thomas drained a 17-foot putt at the last to give the United States a precious President's Cup point, and it was a measure of the challenge presented by the international team that he and Tiger Woods celebrated like they had won a major. It means the international team leads the US after day two foursomes by 6.5 points to 3.5. Racing this evening, finally, is in Dundalk, and the first race is off at 5:45.